When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It. Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show. Streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two here on this bright and sunny Monday morning. And I call it the calm before the storm, but it's not really going to be storms. It's just going to be heat and humidity the rest of the week. But today should be a beautiful day. Thank you, you two, for playing us into that. And I also wonder, you know, I talked about the RPRC festival that I attended on Saturday, but I didn't get a chance to go to the Oyster Fest because I was at Madera Field. But if you went to the Oyster Fest, I'd be interested in hearing your thoughts, what you thought about the event, the first ever Oyster Fest in New Bedford. I heard good things from some people on social media. So, again, I'm sorry I didn't get to go because I do love oysters. I don't have them enough. We always say around here, oh, we're going to go for one of those buck a shuck nights, and I never go. And I do like oysters. I don't like to buy them and shuck them myself and all that. It's too much work. But I do like to go out and eat them. Raw, fried, doesn't matter to me. And really, anything, any raw seafood, I'm willing to take that chance. I love it. It's an adventure as well as a meal. Like cooking my tomahawk last night from the butcher shop. Oh my gosh. And I didn't want to ruin it by over seasoning it. And I think I got it just right. I posted a picture up on my Facebook and Instagram accounts if you want to see what it looks like. But I will say this though. In the future, if I do want to have a tomahawk, I'm going to get it at a restaurant. It's such a tease waiting for it to cook. Having the whole house, the smell wafting into the house from the grill. And all you're thinking is, I can't wait to dive in. I can't wait to dive in. And then you got to let it sit. You know, normally you make a steak, you got to let it sit like 5 minutes before you can dive into it. Well, with this, you got to wait like 15, 20 minutes because it's so big and thick. Oh, but it was heaven once I sliced into it. So if you've never had one, I recommend it. And cooking it yourself is an adventure. So there's a few stories that happened over the weekend. You've heard Phil discussing some of them. Of course, there's that story about the 14-year-old boy who was killed at the Wareham motocross track. This is the second person, the second teenager that was killed at that track. In 2021, there was a girl from Carver who was killed there. And I don't think, you know, I know people who do motocross, they say that It's a well-run facility. So are these just tragic situations that just coincidentally happened at the same location? But again, the second time that it's happened in 3 years is going to be enough to have people have cause for concern. But there's a lot of things that can play a factor in this. It could be how the race is run. It could be how the rider is driving. It could be something's wrong with their bike. And that they didn't do the proper job of, or, you know, whoever's in charge of it didn't do the proper job of making sure it was ready. I mean, I remember being out on a dirt bike and the throttle cable snapped and I almost slammed into a tree. I ended up flipping over. I was okay. I mean, I got up and walked away. I wasn't going too fast, but that wasn't on a motocross track with other riders riding by me and, you know, doing a decent speed. But the neighbors to that area complain about the track. I don't know if, you know, it's just a little bit of NIMBY attitude toward the noise that comes from it, but this is going to be something that will fuel their flames. To have a second, not just a second death, but a second child killed in just a couple of years. Then there was also the story of the, in a less tragic situation, the plane that crashed on a Cape Cod beach. It was a tourist plane, a sightseeing plane. The pilot reported an engine issue after taking off from the airport, and they had three people on board, the pilot and two people that paid for the tour. And they ended up crashing on Marconi Beach. Thankfully, they were all uninjured and the plane was not damaged. They were trying to get the plane up off the waterline, and then they would work on getting it removed from the beach. But thankfully, everybody was okay, and the plane is salvageable. It's just right, you know, it's got to do a little work to it, but luckily, everybody's able to walk away. And thankfully, that beach wasn't crowded with people when the plane had to crash. I've never been in a small plane. Never been in one of those. Never been in a helicopter. The only flying I've ever done is in a commercial airliner. And I thought, you know, my fear of heights would keep me from being able to be in a small plane. But I don't think so. I think going up into a tourist plane, a sightseeing plane, would be a fun idea. I always said I was going to go down during the Cranberry Festival. They do the bog tours where you get in the helicopter and the helicopter flies kind of low over the bogs and you get a chance to see them all from above. I always thought I would go and do that, and I never did. I also thought someday I'd like to jump out of a plane. When Taylor Cormier did it years ago for a charity fundraiser and he was telling me about it, I was like, yeah, I'd like to do that sometime. Maybe now that I've lost weight, I can do that. Before, I would have just fallen too fast. No, I was just didn't feel like I was in the physical shape to be able to do that. But maybe now. But I don't think I would ever want to pilot a plane. Especially with other people on board. That seems like a lot of responsibility. But this pilot handled everything perfectly. And everybody was able to walk away. And then, of course, there's that story of the fight that occurred at the Block Island Ferry dock in Narragansett, down in Point Judith there. 7 people arrested, including a juvenile. And from the way the police described it, there were like 20 to 30 people that were involved in the fight. These people were just arrested because they resisted. They when the police came down to break it up, these people acted up and interfered with what the police were trying to do. So the police came down, the police tried to break it up, tell everybody, you know, go on your way. These people had to escalate it, these particular 7. And so they were arrested and they'll be arraigned in court today. 5 of the adults were from Brockton, 1 was from Providence, and then the juvenile, which they didn't say where the juvenile was from. But they got to spend Father's Day in jail, I'm sure. And now they'll be arraigned today. And anybody that's ever gone to Block Island, you know, like, it's the most laid back place to hop on a ferry. It's even more relaxing getting on the ferry for Martha's Vineyard in Nantucket. So, pardon me, had to sneeze. So I don't know why they got into that fight, but police were pretty quick to handle it. 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Boy, right? Great conversations this morning. It's been everywhere. So when Brian was on for Barry Friday, we discussed the draft because he had mentioned that. And I said, yeah, I heard something too. And the only thing I said mainly that concerned me, if they ever did, because I felt like they are or will eventually do that. You say no. I don't know. None of us really know, right? But I said, drafting somebody at 18, a man, that's crazy. Because young men's frontal lobes aren't even done growing until they're 22. So if they ever do that, they better wait till they're 22 because that's ridiculous. And number 2, I got something for you and Mary. I'm heading out this morning. I don't think I'll have time to drop it off, but and I think I might be spending the night in Plymouth. So I definitely will drop it off for you and Mary. It's really something awesome that'll help you both in the heat.
Well, much appreciated.
Oh, you will. And it's really cool. Yeah. You'll see it. And it comes with instructions. And you can use it in your car or at home.
Well, I look forward to it.
Yeah. Well, you deserve it anyways. And so I forgot what the third thing was. I get so excited. See, I get nervous when I get on the radio. I don't know why. I shouldn't after all this time.
Nah, there's no need to get nervous. There's only thousands and thousands of people listening. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right. So the other thing I want to say is I didn't know. I kind of heard something, some humming about the Madeira field being used for, but I didn't know it was this weekend. And I tried to go to the Cornerville, and it was so false advertising because when we got there about, I don't know, 9:20, and they were already pushing people away. They closed it. No more people were allowed in and said they were open until 11. And then Sunday night, they said night. So I didn't even try to go back to go in because I figured if it was that early, the Saturday night, you know, that far bit, I'm like, yeah, they'll probably stop this at 7:30. But I wanted to go and see. I just like the lights. I know I said that last week.
Well, you know, that was Friday night you said that you tried to go?
Saturday night. Turned everybody away. One guy all by himself. He wasn't a real police officer. But I think because as we were being turned away, a lot of people were being turned away. And then I saw a police officer come, and I'm assuming maybe he was going to help him because people are getting irate over the fact that it said 11 and it wasn't. And I do feel bad for all the homes nearby. I wonder if they Like, do they get a paper that says, oh, okay, come do this? I mean, well, let us do this. Will you sign it?
No, I don't think so. From what I understand, there were businesses there that didn't even know that it was coming.
Oh, and it was the Fiesta that ran that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know the Fiesta came back.
Yep. They'll be here again for the Wailing City Festival next month.
Okay, so that was my next question. Thank you. Yes, I was wondering. And I can ask you, now, during the day, aren't there vendors on the street itself with clothes here, their businesses? What festival is that one or whatever?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, remember, I think it was like two or three years ago, and they set up by the senior center in that field. They put a stadium there for music, and then up and down the streets, they had the vendors, food vendors, clothing vendors, jewelry vendors.
I'm not sure what that was. No, I know that there was the animal rescue fundraiser that put on a festival there, but that was, I think, just a one time thing.
Yeah,
maybe they did it a couple years, but other than that, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I know it was a girl from American Idol that came on the stage. She's from New Bedford or near this area. I don't know if she was a winner. I think she placed third or something. But anyways, maybe somebody out there will remember
sure.
what I'm talking about. Yeah. But, yeah, so tomorrow, like I said, I definitely, or on my way home from Plymouth, well, if I stay in Plymouth, if I don't stay in Plymouth, I'll drop off what you and Mary could definitely use.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. All right. Yeah. Well, you have a wonderful day.
You too, kiddo.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
And that is Sketty. We will take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. 508-996-0500.
In the shadow.
And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And as we're talking about all the great summer fun that can be had around the area, well, you might not be thinking first and foremost about Edaville, right? You usually think about Edaville at the holiday season. You know, after Thanksgiving, between Thanksgiving and New Year's, that's when you're thinking about Edaville. But you can experience the magic of Edaville all year long with a 2024 season pass. Because the fun never stops at Edaville. From their summer Christmas carnival nights, their Day Out with Thomas event, the Cranberry Festival, North Pole Limited, and the Santa VIP Express. While you're there, you can shop unique local vendors, savor delicious food, and ride around the park on their famous steam train. And then, of course, when the sun goes down, hundreds of lights illuminate the park for an even more magical experience. So you can get your season pass or get your single ticket events right now at Edaville.com. They had the Father's Day special train yesterday with the root beer floats. I was hoping to get over to that, but I got wrapped up in work. My parents don't live too far from Edaville, so I was like, oh, I can go do the root beer float train and then go visit Dad. Because, you know, Dad didn't want to go on the root beer float train with me. But I got a little wrapped up in work and didn't get to leave in time, but I'm sure it was a great success. And now I know, I think the next event is their Christmas in July festivities. So stay tuned to all of that at Edaville.com and on the Edaville Facebook page. And then, of course, Day Out with Thomas comes back later on this summer, too, which is huge. A lot of kids have been looking forward to the return of Day Out with Thomas. So you get the chance to ride the Thomas train and meet Sir Topham Hatt and some of the other characters. That's all coming up. So again, Edaville.com is the place to go for tickets, and following Edaville on their Facebook page is the best way to find out about all of their great events. And we can talk more about some of the awesome summer events that have already started to take place and more when we come back after the news. But right now, it is time to turn things over to Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
A busy campaign weekend for Biden and Trump. The FAA investigating fake titanium in commercial jets and a bad driving habit you might want to cut out.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
It was a busy weekend for both President Biden and former President Donald Trump at a fundraiser in Los Angeles Saturday featuring various A-list celebrities as well as former President Obama. Biden expressed concern over how a second Trump term would affect the United States Supreme Court. Biden's campaign says the event raised a record-breaking $30 million from Democratic donors. Trump, on the same day, made a pitch to African-American voters in Detroit, while once again also claiming that the election process is rigged. New York Senator Chuck Schumer says he's going to push Congress this week to restore a ban on bump stocks. Scott Pringle reports.
The bump stock allows a semi-automatic weapon to fire much quicker, and Senator Schumer says it should remain banned.
Gun bump stocks, like the one that took so many lives of people in Las Vegas, risks public safety, risks public tragedies, will certainly cost human lives.
The Trump administration banned bump stocks following the 2017 Las Vegas deadly mass shooting. However, the Supreme Court this past Friday ruled that the federal ban is unlawful. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
The FAA is investigating how potentially substandard titanium sold using fake documentation ended up in commercial jets. Caroline Malone with more.
The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration said on Friday it's looking into allegations from Spirit AeroSystems, which makes fuselages for major aviation companies. They've said paperwork for titanium from a Chinese company was falsified. Titanium is used on the Boeing 787 Dreamliner passenger entry and cargo doors and connections to the engine frame, and on a heat shield protecting connections around the engine of the 737 MAX and A220. Caroline Malone, Washington.
The remains of a World War II airman are now back home in Iowa. U.S. Army Air Force Second Lieutenant Max E. Daley's plane was shot down over Romania in August of 1943. His remains were positively identified in June of last year after being recovered from an American cemetery in Belgium. Daley was laid to rest in the city of Charles during a ceremony last week. Researchers at Michigan State University say honeybees can detect lung cancer. A team used a 3D printed harness to hold live bees and attach an electrode to their brains. The bees were presented with mixtures that replicated the human breath of someone who was healthy and someone with lung cancer. Researchers say the honeybees could distinguish between the different types of breath and detect small concentrations of cancer. Researchers are looking to create a non-invasive test that would make patients breathe into a device that has a sensor based on the honeybee brain. And more than 9 out of 10 Americans drive in the U.S. Bree Tennis with the most annoying thing you're doing on the road.
The Society of Automotive Engineers has listed the 3 most annoying habits behind the wheel, and you're probably doing them. They say 48% of drivers don't use their turn signal, and that's the most annoying trait. 80% tailgate, another 80% use their phone, all while driving a 4,000-pound vehicle, probably over the posted speed limit, too. On the plus side, they say 91.9% of us use a seatbelt. I'm Bree Tennis.
WBSM Sports.
Good night for the Red Sox. They beat the Yankees 9-3. Next up, a game with the Blue Jays in Toronto tonight at 7. And the Celtics aiming to close out the NBA Finals on home court. Boston hosting the Dallas Mavericks in Game 5 of the NBA Finals tonight at 8:30.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast. Brought to you by C Street.
We'll see tons of sunshine for your forecast for today. Temperatures are going to top out around 78 along the South Coast. For tonight, you can expect partly cloudy skies, a low near 64. And for Tuesday, look for lots of sunshine with a high closer to 82. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
I know when to go out, I know when to stay in, get things done.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. You know, one thing that I learned from that RPRC Fest this weekend is just how many great local acts there are in this area. Now, some of these bands came from other places too, but a lot of them were local. New Bedford's own All Sinners played early. Fantastic. The drummer, of course, is Roger Schwinnard, the owner of Purchase Street Records. But they are amazing live. And as great as their record is, they sound even better live. There was also local emo group by invitation only. It's funny because they came off, they played right after, I forget who they played right after. I think maybe Most Dangerous Men Alive, which is a very upbeat, you know, party style group. And then they say, okay, now get ready to get depressed a little bit because they were playing, you know, emo music. But it was very good. And MDMA were awesome too. The hip hop representation was one of the performers was Early Adopted, who is Wareham's own Mike Dunphy. Mike actually grew up down the street from my in-law, so I was sending my sister-in-law video of him performing, and she's like, "Oh wow, he's actually really good," and he had a band with him, which I think was the first time he's ever had a band back him up, and very, very good. A band that blew me away was a pop punk group called Wednesdays, not spelled like Wednesdays, but it's spelled like W-H-E-N, Wen, then a Z, then a D-A-Z-E. But they were surprisingly good. I wasn't expecting them to be as awesome as they were. They come out on stage, they look like they're all of 17 years old, but man, they rocked. Who else really stood out? Sage Francis, who is a legendary Providence rapper. I mean, when you come out to Emerson, Lake & Palmer's Touch and Go, I'm sorry, Emerson, Lake & Powell's Touch and Go, and then you're rapping over Mr. Mister's Broken Wings and some of the other samples that he was using. And then, of course, it was all wrapped up by a Wilhelm Scream. My first time, believe it or not, seeing them live for a band that's been around for, you know, 20 years. And there were all those nights I was working at the Standard Times, and they were playing shows downtown, and people were like, "Oh, we're going to go see them." And I said, "Well, I'm going to go home and go to sleep because I got to get up and cook breakfast the next day for people." And I never got to see them. So it was my first time seeing them live, and they certainly lived up to the hype. So a great first time out for the RPRC Fest, and hopefully it becomes an annual event. Because like I said earlier, great, great time, great vibe, super affordable, you know, cheap beers, free water, Madeira wine. I think I'm going to be honest with you, because I knew I didn't have to drive. I had a good time. I think I had 4 large Madeira wines and like 4 beers over the course of the 12 hours I was there. And what a time. So hopefully it becomes an annual event. If it does, I will be there next year. 508-996-0500. And speaking of live music, as I mentioned earlier, we have 2 contests for you to enter at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. You can enter to win tickets to see Bruce in the USA. It is a Bruce Springsteen tribute show that is coming to the PPAC. You can either purchase tickets at the link that we have there, or you can enter to win a free pair. So that'll be happening this week. And then also this week, we are giving away tickets to see Janet Jackson and Nelly on June 28th at TD Garden in Boston. So if you'd like to enter to win tickets to either of those, again, WBSM.com or the WBSM app. And if you are selected as a winner, Casey will reach out to you and she'll let you know. You can sign everything. Now for the Bruce and the USA tickets, you will have to come and pick those up physically. I have those on my desk. But for the Janet Jackson ones, she can just send you those in your Ticketmaster or Live Nation app to make it nice and easy for you. And Tim's Tickets all summer long is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. Stop by and try before you buy. Anything with a purple dot, you can sample before you purchase it. Plus, they have great pop-up tasting events like they had this past Saturday with Dark Arts. And they have their 10% off sale going all through June. 10% off their staff picks. I think Dark Arts might be one of those staff picks too. So check it out and follow them on Facebook and Instagram, Stevie's Wine and Spirits, Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. All right, I've got to take a break here. When we come back, we can take more of your calls, app chat messages, open line voicemails, 508-996-0500. We will be right back. So many secrets and that is, of course, Runaway Train by Soul Asylum. And we're not quite ready to have runaway trains just yet, but today begins the testing phase for the trains of South Coast Rail. So, yes, you got the disappointing news last week that the train won't be in service until May of 2025. We'll talk about that amongst other topics with Jack Spillane coming up in the next hour. But today is the day that test trains will run, beginning to run along South Coast Rail. So it'll be to and from Middleborough, East Taunton, Freetown, Fall River, and New Bedford. And the MBTA is warning everybody that these are not freight trains that go 25 miles an hour through these areas. These are going to be the high-speed commuter rail trains. So they're going to be testing these up to 79 miles an hour. So it's important to note that, you know, if you're used to dealing with trains going on those tracks, they're going to be much, much faster than what you're used to seeing. And as such, they are reminding people to make sure that they practice caution when crossing the tracks, that being whether you are walking across it, whether you're driving across it, and not to walk on or along tracks because it is both illegal and life-threatening. So keep those things in mind, but you're going to see trains going through and reaching speeds of 79 miles an hour. And some of those speeds may be going high, some of those trains may be going at a high speed through the railroad crossings. So you think, oh, they're going to slow down on the road, right? I can still try and beat that arm. And nope, they're going to be going at those speeds because they've got to test the track for safety. They've got to test to make sure that it can withstand the train going that speed and that the trains can stop if necessary. So don't take the risk. And I'm sure there are many, many people who are used to those freight trains that think, ah, well, I can take a walk. I can ride my dirt bike down the tracks because the trains only come this time up here, this time of day, and they come slow enough that they can stop. And nope, these are going to be completely different. South Coast Rail is going to change the way those tracks are used, and you've got to be safe about it. But it'll be exciting to see those MBTA trains finally coming down those tracks. Although we're looking at almost another year before we can ride them ourselves. And I still think maybe there's a chance that it becomes earlier than that, that they're giving you a longer date. They're giving you like the furthest possible point out if it's a bad winter. But if we have another mild winter, I think maybe this can be something that gets done earlier. So maybe it's April or March that you're riding on the train. And maybe they're thinking, too, we don't want to deal with a winter. We don't want to launch it in the winter. So let's just call it May when the weather turns nicer. But they laid out the timeline. And at some point, they are going to turn it over to the federal government, and then it's on the federal government's clock to get all of their testing satisfied. But as I said, we can talk more about that with Jack Spillane when he comes in. 508-996-0500. I was hearing it again this weekend. People that still don't believe the train's going to happen. There's no way that they've invested $1 billion and they're just going to let it go up in smoke. The train is happening. It's just delayed. You've waited 30 years for this to happen. What's one more year? And I would rather have them take the time to make sure that everything is safe and viable than to try to get it done with some artificial deadline that's kind of unnecessary and then have, you know, the trains break down or have some sort of a problem a month in. That would ruin the rail service more than having people wait for it. Because if you tried to show them that the train was unreliable, or if you end up showing them that the train is unreliable, they're not going to ride it. If you have to make them wait a little bit more so you can test that reliability, they're not going to be less likely to ride it. And it's really going to depend, and I still feel very strongly about this. It's going to depend on what the hours of operation are, and especially what those weekend options are, because that's when people are going to use it the most, whether it be people from Boston coming down here or people from here going up to Boston. I see it less of a weekday commuter train and more of a go on excursions type ride. And as I mentioned too, once you can connect New Bedford to Wareham, and I don't know if that's, you know, when that plan might happen, if it happens, you can certainly go from New Bedford to Middleborough to Wareham. But once you connect New Bedford to Wareham, and then you can go from New Bedford to the Cape on a weekend, get that Cape Flyer service coming out this way, I think you'd see a really good use for that. I think you'd see, you know, good numbers for that. Because why not, right? On a nice day, why not take an air-conditioned train ride out to the Cape, spend the day on a Cape beach, get back on the train, come home? Not that New Bedford beaches aren't nice too, but, you know, just for a change of scenery now and then. And the best part is you can get your sand on the train instead of getting the sand in your own car. Going to take a break here, my final break of this hour. Before I do, though, if you are just waking up and heading out for your day and thinking to yourself, wow, what a beautiful day to grab some breakfast and go sit down by the ocean, well, why not go to Just Another Phoenix? Because you can go through their drive-through window and get their complete menu. You don't even have to worry about finding a table, waiting for a table. You can get their entire menu through their drive-through window. And of course, it is a great place to spend time. If you want to stay inside and enjoy air conditioning and not have to be outside, you can always do that at Just Another Phoenix as well. And try some of their fantastic specials. You know what they had this weekend? They had their brookie pancakes. That's with brownie pieces and cookie dough in the batter. They also had chocolate strawberry stuffed French toast, a steak bomb omelet, blueberry crumble pancakes, and their mega roast beef omelet, which features roast beef, bacon, onion, and Swiss. That's a favorite of a lot of people. There were a lot of dads that were enjoying the mega roast beef omelet yesterday. And of course, follow along with Just Another Phoenix on Facebook to keep up with all their specials. But stop by and see them, Fawns Corner Road in North Dartmouth. Just a little bit past the sheriff's office, right there on the same side. Easy in, easy out if you're going to go through the drive-thru, and a nice time inside if you're going to spend some time in the restaurant. I got to take my final break. We'll be back in just a moment. Ever you are. And that's going to do it for this hour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.